I believe the season that the body of Christ is in is the heightened awareness of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. Last time I was here, I released a word called Excel. How many people remember getting a handout like this, right? And that word is still hot. It is still absolutely fiery. But in one of the lines that I gave, it's about 80 lines there, I went and I heard from the Lord, go remember what I have already revealed. Go back to the basics of faith. Go back to the basics of faith and see more than what was revealed. Yes. Say amen to that one, right? And because the Lord says, all my revelations are endless. They're totally endless. And so that's the season that I've been in for the past probably couple months. I'm humbled to stand before you because I feel like I'm coming out of the cave of Medullam, just kind of hiding. And I'm taking a peek on the outside right now and I'm ministering to you. But I can't wait to go back to my cave again because I feel like I'm being so rewired on the basics of faith that we're just not seeing it. I'm talking just the word covenant. We don't understand covenant. If we understood covenant, do you know that we would raise people from the dead on a daily basis? If we understood covenant, all things we have will be uncommon, will be common. Everything we own would be common. It says in Acts chapter 5, the word, that's a covenantal word. It's a covenantal word. What I have is yours. What you have is mine. I love our celebrations or our gatherings, but a wave is coming of a heightened understanding of what covenant living is with each other. Say amen, right, guys? We're so in love with God because he's the one that made the covenant that all that I have is yours and all that you have is mine. Say amen now. Come on, right? And then when the city sees that, it's then they will know that we are Christians by our love. Amen. It's coming. Turn to your neighbor, say, it's coming. So, wisdom and understanding. I'm just going to say it. I had an encounter with the spirit of wisdom. And you talk, remember, when wisdom comes, don't talk. And when understanding comes, don't respond, just listen. That's all I could say. I was stupid for 2 months. I was so dumbfounded of what was being revealed of who Jesus is in all the scriptures. And what was revealed to what is offered to us, I was so dumbfounded. And I've been a believer I've been in ministry since 1980. Full time, since 1980. And I'm 58. My friends are talking about retiring. I'm just starting all over again. I just got so rewired that I feel like I'm just starting all over again. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the sick healed. I've seen blind eyes open. I raised the lady from the dead. She was dead. I raised her from the dead. Freaked me out. If you'll pray with me, my good friend just died 2 days ago in Vero Beach, Florida. My very close friend, suddenly. And he was a worship leader, powerful worship leader at the church. And you know what? Why can't God raise him from the dead, even in the morgue? Come on, man, right? I'm talking about the resurrection life. But back to wisdom and understanding, I really believe that the season is that we are to sit at the feet of wisdom and be quiet. Amen, homies. I'm not being mean or anything, but I'm just saying. Because I'm just going to say this. There are three, just write it down really quick because I don't have a lot of time. But there are three types of wisdoms on the earth today. There's the wisdom that's from above. That's celestial. That is a wisdom that is so supernatural. It says in Job chapter 32 and verse 8, but it is a spirit in man and the breath of the Almighty that gives wisdom and understanding. It's the breath. when he speaks, it's full of understanding. Come on, amen, right? And so say, Lord, help me, give me ears to hear. Say, Lord, give me ears to hear. And say with me, give me eyes to see. Give me a heart to feel. And give me a mind to think clearly. So that is the wisdom that comes down from above. And I'll talk about that later in James. But then there's the other wisdom, which is more terrestrial, which is more human wisdom. And human wisdom is, you know, is something that is of man. It sounds good, but it's of man, and there's no life in it. Right? And then there's the wisdom from Satan. If you ever read a book of Enoch, I read the book of Enoch from time to time because in it talks about demons giving wisdom to men for dark living. And it doesn't look to darkness until you really start to read in between the lines. I believe that's what the political spirit is. It's wisdom from beneath. So, but what I'm starting to see is because in an attempt to, sharing this from my heart, in an attempt to grow in the things of God, or maybe in an attempt to be more apologetic about our faith, the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of darkness has crept into the life of a body, of a church. But God's going to clean that all up. Come on, amen, right? And that's why we have to learn to let go what you think wisdom really is. You guys know what I'm talking about? And that's going to change. It's changing right now. And I think we just got to be a little bit still and invite wisdom and understanding. Say, wisdom, I receive you. Understanding, I invite you. I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. Because we're... Everything, this is fun. You guys are in a good, this is a good place. You guys are in a good place. You really are. I mean, I see it in your eyes. Really enjoy it. But there's places that is not good. I'm talking about the church. It's just not good. You could feel the wisdom of the world, and you could feel the wisdom of darkness coming in. Like it must not been God's will for them to heal, for them to be healed. You know, that's from hell. That is a dark wisdom. It sounds okay, but I'm telling you, that's trying to give an answer to a mystery of an event that just happened. Some events are just going to be a mystery. And then you're just going to have to ask God to say, God, help me to see the mystery at the right time. Why didn't my brother get healed? You guys remember what I'm talking about? And some things are mysteries, but we cannot let mystery trip us up and accuse God or accuse yourself for not having enough faith. And by the way, that's another wisdom from hell. I don't have enough faith. That is a dark wisdom. So it may answer a couple questions, but it sure does. It leads to death. Same. Are you guys with me on this? The reason I get to talk to you like this, because I know him. Just by having coffee with him, man, I felt like, are you my brother? You know, did we come from the same seed or what? You know, it's awesome. The language we were talking, and I didn't have to struggle to find, okay, where are we? You know, as long as I'm the better looking one, that's okay. So I'm teasing. In Proverbs chapter 7, verse 4, I really believe the Lord desires that we become acquainted with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. I'm talking about not knowledge. I'm talking about wisdom and understanding. And if I had more time, I'll talk about the Hebraic word, what wisdom means, with the Hebraic word of understanding what it means. But until then, just receive this. Verse 4, say to wisdom, you are my sister. That's powerful. Think about this. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding my intimate friend. Talk to them. Oh, no, I just talk to God. I'm telling you one thing. If you understood kingdom, if we understood kingdom, we would understand how God really flows. And many times when we say, I heard God, wasn't God, it was an angel. It could have been a cloud of witness. It could have been wisdom. It could have been understanding. My point is, it's all from God. Don't get me wrong. But you're going to be pretty uncomfortable at first. So I wake up in the morning. Wisdom, you are my sister. Understanding, you're my intimate friend. And I picture myself with the Lord just sandwiching me with the angel of wisdom and understanding coming in. The Bible says there's many angels of wisdom. Many of them. Tons of them. Enough for the human race. Come on, isn't that really awesome? And so, and I really believe that what the condition of our nation is not because the evil is prevalent. It's because wisdom is lacking. But that's going to change. Come on, say amen, you guys, right? That's going to change. Because there's going to be a people that's going to speak wisdom, and they're going to feel it. Say amen, you guys, right? Wisdom from above is not like, I don't get what you're saying. Wisdom from above is, I'm feeling what you're saying. My heart's burning. Come on, who desires? Say, Lord, baptize me. Say, Lord, baptize me with wisdom. So I just want to, I'm just encouraging with this because we are in a war. And the war isn't what we think it is, but the war really is, which wisdom are we making ourselves an audience to? Am I making sense here? I'm not condemning. I'm stirred up because there were some things that wisdom and understanding was pointing out to me about the things of God that I thought were of God, and they're telling me it's from demons. I was freaked out. I was stunned. I told my wife, I quit. I resign. I'm not doing ministry anymore. That's how, you know, you don't argue back. You just ask them, then show me. Where did I go wrong with believing that sentence? You know, that altered my view, that altered my thinking, that altered my approach towards God, that altered my approach towards people, that altered my approach towards church and cities and take me to where I believe the lie. You guys know what I'm talking about? And then that only comes in your silence and your time with them. It's not going to come from a church service. It's going to come from us sitting at his feet. Come on, amen, right? And just inviting the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Are you with me? Because there's so much more than what needs to be more to be revealed. Because what's ahead of us requires more of him. Amen. And Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus is the understanding of God. Everything you read the life of Jesus, that's the wisdom right there being poured out. Anything that you see in the life of Jesus, there's the understanding. He lived that way. Man, study Jesus. Like, and I know we believe in him, but man, when we say, Jesus, my elder brother, I call on you. I want to see your face. And he appeared to me in two times in a dream. Dreams are just as real as me being awake. I love the apostolic sleep ministry. Come on, amen. Especially the nap time at 1 o'clock. And, you know, instead of eating, I take a nap. But when you see Jesus, when I saw him those two times in my dreams, I saw the wisdom of God all over him. And how do you know that? And so if you look at, man, I got so much more to share with you. But we're in a war. We really are in a war. And so my question is, which is in Job 28. Why don't you look at that really quick? I know I wrote it down, man. I feel like I'm coming out of the cave of Adullam right now. I feel like my eyes are squinting. I'm trying to see straight. But what did I tell you to turn? Job? Yeah. Job. I used to call it Job. Okay, look at Job 38, verse 36. And the way it's written, it's kind of a mystery until you tear it apart. In Job 38:36, who has put wisdom in the inmost being or in the heart, or given understanding to the mind? And so that's in Job 38:36. Who has put wisdom? Who put wisdom in the heart? Inmost being is the word heart, in the innermost part. Or given understanding to the mind. How it should have been read was, who is putting something inside of you that's called wisdom, and it's not really wisdom? That's how it should have been written. Or who are you listening to get understanding in your mind? Who? And that's the question. It's an indictment question, because he was looking at Job's friends. And Job's friends had all the oracles, quote unquote, of God's name. But every single one of them was human and demonic. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. That came from Job's friends. So my point is, and I'm being stirred, is because I'm jealous for the body of Christ. I'm jealous for my family. Because how do you know that every movie we watch has a message? Every show, every commercial, every movie, every news has a message. And so I really believe a sanctifying moment is come to isolate ourselves, to clear the cobwebs off our heads and say, Father, I need your wisdom. Will you clean me up? Who put wisdom that was earthly in my brain, in my heart? And so really it was God telling Job, be careful where you're receiving your wisdom. Are you with me on this, right? And I really, this is the first time I'm preaching this message. I have not preached this message. I mean, you guys are the first church. I hope it doesn't hurt. But I'm coming out of the cave of Adullam. I'm coming out of hiding. I really am, because I've been tucked away. When the Lord sends me out to the church, his beautiful bride, I'm coming to the beautiful bride broken, because he's rewiring everything. Come on, amen, right? I'm telling you, when people come in with the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of God is great. Look at Proverbs really quick. Say amen. You guys are good, because the reason I could talk to you, look at Proverbs chapter 21. Then I'm just telling you, do I end by what time? Shoot for. Okay. All right. I'll be really sensitive to the children's thing. When do they get done, children's thing? Whenever we're done. All those. Okay, all right. That's good. All right, Proverbs. Man, I was a pastor for, 13 years. Trust me, children. We had like your church, river flowing, children's pastors looking at me with, fire in their eyes. So I take them out for dinner, then they're happy, Okay, 15. Okay, look at Proverbs chapter 21. Here's what happens whenever a people is filled with wisdom of God. Verse 30, there is no wisdom, and there is no understanding, and there is no counsel could stand up against the Lord. Now listen, I feel like a Stephen anointing. Evangelist today needs an anointing like Stephen. So I'm telling you, we are in a time that we got to be so anointed with such wisdom from above, that it came from God, and understanding from above, that the Bible says that not one person had a comeback at Stephen's wisdom. Now, he got killed for it. What's that? Yeah, that was their answer, was gnashing of the teeth, and they were so mad, and that Paul the Apostle was among that crowd killing Stephen. casted his vote. If you look at Deuteronomy, it was all scriptural the way they killed him.
That's right, it was scriptural.
It was, because it's in Deuteronomy. And but that wisdom was so powerful that later on it set Paul up for his encounter. So don't ever think people are refusing your wisdom and understanding. You're setting them up. Come on, you really are. I was in Portland, Oregon. I was sitting in their streetcar. Subways, whatever. I was just sitting there, and a guy was sitting next to me. He goes, "What do you do?" I could say I'm a public speaker. I could say I'm a whatever. But I said, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He goes, "Oh, great." He rolled his eyes back. And I said, "Well, tell me, what do you believe? What do you believe? I want to know what you really believe. Deep down in your heart, when you're laying down in your bed all by yourself, what do you believe?" Man, he was pouring out stuff. So demonic. It was so human. It was so earthly. Then finally I said, "You done?" I mean, we had a good 40-minute train ride. He goes, "Yeah, I'm done. I see we'd like to hear mine." He goes, "Yeah." And man, I started pouring out the light of God, the light of wisdom and understanding. And the guy was just so intrigued. I had him locked in, and everybody else was listening on the train because I got a big mouth. And they're listening. They're all locked in. And finally, a guy just shook his head. He goes, "Well, I don't believe that." I said, "Too late. You're going to." Because I was speaking to his heart. You guys know what I'm talking about? Speaking to his heart. Even how we parent children, the wisdom of man and the wisdom of darkness has infiltrated the church, and how we even parent our children. That's going to change. Turn to your neighbor, said, "It's time to change." Come on, turn to your neighbor. All right, look at Proverbs chapter 8. And actually, wait. I got two roads right in front of me right now. There's a Y. Which one do I want to pick? What's that? Come on, man. That's right. Yeah. The word wisdom and understanding is mentioned over 133 times in the scriptures. Both wisdom and understanding together, when they're together, you see those two words connected over 130 times in scriptures. That is, it's interwoven all through the Old Testament as well as the New. And it's because of that, we have to pay attention to this. And then I'm going to just come into an end, and then I'm done, and hopefully I can explain a little bit more. Back in my time when I was traveling, I was a pastor, but I was traveling at the same time. And this forever changed my life. I have never been the same ever since. Just I'm a wiped out, transformed, nothing will shake me kind of guy. I've gone through a lot of things personally where I should have quit ministry, quit the faith, throw in a towel, but this one thing kept me going. One thing, one thing, one thing. How do you know if the eye be single, then your body's full of light? What it is, we have too many options. But when your eye becomes single, this one thing, your body becomes full of light. So I was at a ministry, and I was one out of 15 pastors in a weekend preaching. One out of 15, right? They put me as the last one. By then, everyone's gone. You guys know what I'm talking about? So I looked at my friend Barry. I said, "Barry, I will never preach for you again. You know, put me on the last on a Sunday night. Everyone's gone by then. They're burned out. You know what I mean?" And whatever. So anyway, so this is in Pennsylvania. I was in the room right before my time, and Jesus came in my bedroom. He stepped in. I've never felt more naked in all my life. I'm talking mentally, emotionally. I was so undone in his presence to where it's as if I never had a past. It was like everything that I did in the name of Jesus was suddenly burned up and gone, poof, in an instant. And like I remember, I raised a lady from the dead. I healed the sick. I probably led about, I'm not exaggerating, 10,000 people to Jesus by then, face to face on the streets. I mean, I was leading people to Christ. I mean, I was just, and then when he stepped in, I had nothing to offer him. It was gone in a moment. I was so scared that I'd laid on the floor for a couple of hours. And then, and Jesus, when he came, it was gone. I was so undone that I didn't want to. I said, Barry, I'm not preaching. I'm done. Right? That's how I feel today. But that's what this happened a while ago. And Barry says, oh, Ed, shut up. You're coming. He says, no, I'm not preaching. I'm done. And then I asked the Lord, why my past, why did everything in the past I've done in your name was gone? And he said, I recognized none of it. Man recognized it, but he did not recognize one thing. Not even raising a lady from the dead. People who are not even Christians could do that in the name of Jesus. And I've seen that. People healing the sick, blind eyes. I've seen it in Africa. They were witch doctors using the name of Jesus, and they were healing people under his name. Because Jesus was just another, whatever word they had, channel to bring power on earth so people could fear the people, not fear God. And so when he said, I recognize nothing, now I'm on the platform and there's no one in the audience. I said, good, let's cancel service. Then all of a sudden, somebody went to the pool hall, which was right next to the church, brought in all these people from the pool hall wearing dark jackets, dark this, dark that. Because they said, we have a guy from Alaska here. You got to check out this guy. And oh, yeah. And they all came. And they're coming in. I'm like, oh, my God. God, send them away. Send them away. I have nothing. I have nothing to give. There's nothing. I don't want to do anything. And then, and so as they were coming in, I mean, tall, this huge guy. He's about 6'7", dark trench coat down to his ankles. Long hair, black nails, white bleached skin, the whole thing. And he's sitting there like this, staring right at me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not preaching. Not because I was afraid, because I had nothing to say. I had nothing to say because Jesus just showed up and everything was burned up, gone. And Jesus said to me, I recognize none of it. Right? So the worship, Eric's leading worship. Worship's going on for about an hour. I'm looking at Eric, and Eric starts to slow down. I go, keep going, you know. So he went for another 15 minutes. He's playing. Eric looks at me. I go, keep going. Maybe they'll leave. You know what I mean? Like, they would just walk out. But sure enough, those young people stayed there. And Barry said, well, Ed, I'm going to introduce you. I said, don't. I'm not going. I'm not going to preach. He goes, Ed, shut up. So he hands me a microphone. He says, this is Ed Callens from Alaska, blah, 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 7 kids, blah, 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 blah. And I'm coming up and I go, oh, God. And I said, this is what I said. If you want to feel, this is my first words. If you want to feel God and you want to know if God is real, come to the front. That was my first words. And I thought, no one's going to move on that one. I thought, no one's going to move. They're not going to move. All of a sudden, I look up, and they're coming. I'm like, oh. I was bumming. I said, God, turn them away, you know. And they're lined up, and except for the tall guy. So finally, I said, listen, guys, if you feel them, great. If you don't, that's okay, too. I had no faith, zero zip. I was undone. And I said, walked to these two girls. They were highlighted to me. I knew how to move prophetically because, you know, I knew how to do that. It was a gift. Read her mail. I just took her hand, and I said something to her in the Lord, but not feeling God. And all of a sudden, she went, wah! She falls backwards, and her friend is trying to hold her up. And she goes, what the F did you do to my friend? And I go, I said, nothing. I'm just talking to her. You just heard me. And I said, would you like prayer? She goes, hell no. And she just went right to the back. I'm telling you, these are pool hall people, right? And then I go to the next one. And I just said, Jesus, just touch this guy. I was like, bam, he falls. These are pool guys, bar guys, right? He falls. And everyone is like, and he's shaking. And then I go to the next one. And the guy says, are you going to do that to me? I said, I don't know. But let God love you. And then I said, Father, just reveal your great love. That's all he said. Reveal your great love. That's all I went. I went like that. When I went that, he went, whoa! Bam, he goes. I'm like, oh my God, God is here. That night for 2 hours, all we had was this ministry of true, true presence of God. And then I walked to the guy who was 6 foot whatever, and I said, I had a vision, and I gave the vision. The man fell to his knees. He was still taller than me. Fell on his knees, began weeping. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I, you know, a lot of things went. I sat back down and the Lord said, I said, God, why did you do this? Then he said, when Ed runs out, I run in. When Ed runs out, I run in. From that day on, I was never the same. Because wisdom and understanding reveals who Jesus really is. And you may say, well, that wasn't, you know, faith. I didn't have faith. I wanted those guys to leave. I had nothing. But I had enough to give a prophetic word, and they were wiped out. Since that time, all I've been crying out for, God, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Then if you look at Proverbs, then I'm done. But I want you to read. Next time when I come, I want to connect a story that's what happened to me shortly after that. But in Proverbs chapter 8, I would like for you to take Proverbs chapter 8. And if you could, for a week, have your cup of coffee, have the worship going on. And just call on the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I call on you. You know what people say, I need counsel. What they need is truth. Amen. What they need is truth. That's all. That's what we need is truth. But when I took Proverbs. If you look at my Bible, Proverbs chapter 8, it's just so filled with making wisdom first person. Like, for instance, like, look at verse 3. Beside the gates, at the opening of the city, at the entrance of the door, she cries out. Wisdom actually cries out. She speaks. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. And here's the generation we live in. Verse 5. O naive ones, susceptible, simple minds that even believes a lie. O naive ones, understand prudence. O fools, understand wisdom. Listen, verse 6, for I will speak noble things. Now remember now she's in first person. That's not God speaking. That's wisdom speaking. Wisdom has a voice. Come on, amen, you guys. Wisdom is a spirit. And so I know John will fly out. I know you'll go further in this. But look at jump down to in verse 14. This is wisdom. Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. Power is wisdom's. Verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. That's powerful words here. Look at verse 18. If you have a poverty spirit trying to attack you, look at verse 18. Riches and honor are with me. Enduring wealth and righteousness. Verse 19. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold. My yield is better than the choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of justice. Verse 21, look at this. I endow those who love me with wealth. Who wants to be endowed by wisdom with wealth? Say amen, right? Well, I don't have much more to, I mean, I got a lot more to say. But I just want to give this to you because I believe you're a mature enough church to where you're able to say to wisdom, I'm going to pray to you, wisdom. And then what I've been doing in my cave of Adullam, I've been saying, wisdom, you said you dwell with prudence. Wisdom, you dwell with prudence. All I'm doing is acknowledging wisdom. That's all I'm doing. Wisdom, you are better than jewels. You are much. You said you're better than jewels. You're better than riches. You're better than pursuing a job and a career. It's all you, wisdom. Counsel is yours, wisdom. Kiss me with counsel. Give me the power of wisdom. Come on, amen, right? And make that your groan and see how wisdom will start to speak to you to straighten things out. And all of a sudden you find yourself going to another level. It's like, where is this coming from? Amen.